Aloha and welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living on Supreme Master Television. I'm Nalani.
And I'm Kanoa.
On today's segment, Kanoa will be showing us how to prepare guisantes, a colorful Filipino delight which is very popular among the local people of Hawaii. Guisantes is the Spanish word meaning peas.
Yes.
Are you ready? And shall we get started?
Sure. Let's start off with the ingredients, okay? So we have 1 tablespoon of soy sauce, or in Hawaii we call it shoyu. Half a bag to a bag of frozen peas. Make sure it's frozen because it's much crunchier when you cook it. Then we have 2 to 3 cloves of garlic, finely sliced, so that it brings the aroma out. And we also have about 1 small onion, about this size, or half an onion if it's a larger size, diced as you've seen. Then we have our vegan ham. This is the vegan ham you can actually find at your vegan supermarket, wherever is closest to you. Okay? And you want to use about 1/2 cup to 1 cup of vegan ham, depending on how much ham you like in the recipe. And the secret ingredient to this guisantes Filipino dish is the patis. So we have about 1 to 2 tablespoons of patis. Patis is actually a vegan fish sauce in the traditional Asian cooking. So moving on, we have our tomato paste. It's about 3 ounces of tomato paste. And right there in front of you is the bay leaves. You want to use about 3 to 4 bay leaves just to bring out the aroma. We have about 1.5 cups of water to 2 cups of water, depending on the size of your pan. And we have next is our olive oil, or any type of vegetable cooking oil, but olive oil, it's much healthier for you. Okay, so about 2 tablespoons of olive oil just to oil the pan when you're cooking. Okay, then the colorful vegetable you see here is actually bell peppers. So you can use about 2 to 3 bell peppers, chopped as you've seen here, and you can mix and match the colors to bring out the extra color in the dish. Okay, so we have orange, red, and yellow. Now we're going to cut the green bell peppers. Okay, so let's remove the seeds. Just make sure you want to get all the seeds out. Okay, so since we already have a lot of bell peppers, let's save this for another dish next time.
No, I think that Hawaii is a melting pot of the Pacific, and this is where the gathering place of all the different ethnic cultures come to live and share their cultures with each other. And that's why we have this wonderful Filipino dish that a lot of the local people really enjoy.
Since all of our ingredients are actually prepared, so we're going to start actually using them in our cooking now.
Right.
So let's turn on the grill or the stove, and let's start cooking away.
Sounds good.
Okay, so as our stove is warming up, we want to add some oil. So Nalani, since I'm adding some oil, and you know, I guess a lot of local people here love the vegan ham, why don't we prepare some more vegan ham. Okay, so you want to help me cut this while we add some garlic into the stove?
So we want to just cut these into strips?
Correct. Maybe about half, about the size as you see.
Okay.
So the first thing is the oil and our garlic. Just slightly saute it about 30, 40 seconds to give it that garlic flavor. Okay, so you don't want to get the garlic too brown because it's going to be only for the bringing out the flavor. You don't want it to be burnt. Then now you want to do your onions, yeah?
Okay,
so the onion comes in. Okay. The same thing with the onions. You just want to get it a nice sauteed look, not too cooked.
So do we cook all the vegetables first?
No, just the onions and the garlic. Since the vegetables, you wanted to keep it a little bit on the uncooked side to give it that
crispy.
Nice crunch and crispy,
okay.
Exactly. Okay, so we will let's add in our vegan ham. Maybe about half first to see if we want more, then we add in a little bit more later.
Okay.
You don't want to cook the vegan ham too long. You just want to cook it so it's a little bit seared on both sides, because it will be used to in like a stewish type of dish with the vegetables and the water later on. You want to cook this for about 1 to 2 minutes on medium-high heat, and you want to add the lid back in to keep the moisture in there so the vegan ham doesn't dry up when you're cooking it. Okay?
And because we're using all vegan ingredients, you really don't have to cook the vegan meat very long.
Exactly.
What I've learned becoming a vegetarian, Kanoa, is that peas is a very, very good source of vitamins.
Really?
Minerals. There's like 8 vitamins, 7 minerals. There's lots of fiber and protein in this little pea.
Wow.
So it's a very, very healthy vegetable.
So can you help me add in the liquids now?
Okay.
Which is the water. Okay. And now the tomato paste. The tomato paste is just to give it that nice golden red color. And now the most important thing, it's the bay leaf right now. So the bay leaf, you want to go in with the water to bring out the bay leaf aroma.
So should we put in maybe 3 bay leaves?
Yeah, let's try 3 first.
Because they're a little tiny.
Mm-hmm. And you just want to slowly distribute out the tomato paste.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's looking like a nice broth
now. Yeah, so if you keep it in here about 3 to 4 minutes, the water will eventually evaporate, yeah? So you get that nice creamy texture. You can see it's actually kind of that nice red stewy color.
Mm-hmm.
Then now you want to add in the soy sauce and the patisse or the vegan fish sauce.
Okay,
that's the soy sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the patisse or vegan fish sauce. You want to cook this by itself for maybe about 1 to 2 minutes, just for the patisse to show you, or the soy sauce. And the bay leaf to bring out the aroma of the entire dish. So you want to close this.
It'll reduce a little bit also,
correct,
right?
Correct. Okay. So you want to close the lid a little bit so it doesn't splash out. But just keep a little bit of air so it evaporates slowly on evenly coming out.
Okay.
Okay. So as this is slowly simmering away, let's take a quick walk, enjoy some sun and sand.
That sounds good. But don't go away, because we'll be right back. Noah, that was a nice stroll outside in the sun and sand. And now we're back, and let's check on our guisantes. How is it simmering along?
Sure do. It looks like it actually brought it down a little bit. So now we want to add in our vegetables, okay? So Kalani, could you help me with the peas?
Peas first? All right.
Okay, you want to add in maybe about half first, since we have a lot here. Okay, so let's finish it off with the rest of the vegetables. So let's add in our orange bell peppers, our red bell peppers, our yellow bell peppers, and finally our green bell peppers. We don't need that much since the peas are already
green.
Correct.
Wow, okay. That is really colorful.
Yeah. So we just want to slowly stir this to even it out, so it slowly cooks evenly the vegetables.
And it has reduced to a nice gravy-like.
Still. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if it reduces too much, you add a little bit more water and add in a little bit more tomato paste. Because actually this guisantes is supposed to be more of a creamy instead of a soupy texture, yeah?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay.
That looks good.
Yeah, so now it's actually evened out. So you want to steam the vegetables in here with the lid on for about another 5 minutes or so, you know, on low to medium high heat. You don't want to overcook the vegetable because you want to keep that nice sweetness from the vegetable. Kalani, you know what? Since we have some time before the dish is done, and our favorite show on Supreme Master Television is airing, which is Vegetarianism and the Way of Living, how about we take a quick peek?
Sounds good. That's my favorite show.
Mine's too. Okay, let's head out.
Okay, we'll be right back. Well, Kanoa, that was a really interesting show we saw.
That's great. I've actually learned a new dish or two watching Supreme Master Television.
Speaking of our dish, how is it coming along?
Actually, it's done, so I'll turn off the heat right now. You know, let it cool down a little bit, otherwise it's too hot to serve. You can see the beautiful colors in there.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And I can smell the delicious aroma.
So let's start serving and plating it for our viewers at home, okay?
Sounds good.
I'll start serving you some. This recipe can actually feed a family about 4 to 5.
Okay, I am going to definitely make this at home for my family.
Mm-hmm.
It looks just fabulous.
Yeah, how do you like the color? Okay.
I love it. That looks so good.
Okay, let me finish this one too. Ovi, in Hawaii, I guess they eat a lot of this guisantes with rice as their basis. So this is like a main entree to the rice.
And here's our rice.
Yes, it's actually white jasmine rice, which is a local favorite here in Hawaii.
Okay.
Okay, so there you go.
Okay. Can I try?
Sure, try away.
Wait. I get a little bit of everything, the ham and the peas and the bell peppers.
So just give our viewers an honest taste critique, or what do you think?
Okay, this looks so good. This is very delicious, very tasty. The vegan ham is so tender. All the flavors come out. We didn't need to add very much salt. We didn't add any salt at all.
Yeah.
And it's very tasty. And the vegetables are still very crunchy.
Mm-hmm.
As you can see, vegetarian cooking can be very colorful to the eyes.
Delicious to the taste, healthy to the body.
And most importantly, it's a noble way of living. Thank you for tuning in to Supreme Master Television. From the gathering place, Oahu, Hawaii.
Ahui ho!
Aloha! Aloha.